Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using Stitcher, the smart radio app. Visit newlife.com/Stitcher to download the app today.
Hi there, Steve Arterburn here with Milan Yurkovich, Dr. Sherry Denham. Glad you're with us today, and hope something we're going to say is going to maybe influence your life, change your life, provide some hope where it's not. We're glad we're with you today on New Life Live. It's a good day for New Life.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
You are welcome. What's going on?
My question is in regards to my son, who's 13 years old. He has gotten involved in some pornography.
We basically had a relationship of fighting over everything.
There's no doubt in my mind that God used that time.
There's a red flag when somebody's only got two friends, okay? So number one, that would cause a question.
Why did you set yourself up for that so early? The baby's not even out of the womb yet.
You know, you take kids 14, and they are just right in the midst of when they need a dad the most.
I started out there, and I've recovered very strongly from that position.
But there was an AA, Anxious Anonymous.
I would have been the star poster child for it.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to New Life Live. Glad you're here and in the studio. Dr. Sherry Denham, hello.
Hello.
Colorful, hello. Bright there. And how many days before you're a married person?
Well, I'm counting them down. 22 days.
Wow, that's amazing.
I know.
Pretty cool. Let me give you some advice.
What's that?
Stay married.
I'm planning
on
it.
Milan, good to see you.
Thank you.
Milan, last time we were together, you were talking about what you and Kay have trademarked. Attachment core pattern therapy. I call it ACPATH. And what is it? Explain it to people in a way that they would understand that this is really important for couples and individuals both.
Our early expectations, hopes, dreams, as well as reactivity patterns, secure and insecure, are set in our first family of origin by the time we're even 2, 3, 4 years old.
Right.
When a couple gets married, they have an attachment style. Each one of them has an attachment reactivity pattern, an avoider, a pleaser, a vacillator, controller, victim. When you combine these together in marriage, there's a predictable reactive pattern that is so definable and describable that we can write them out on a piece of paper without even knowing the couple. So if a couple does not know what this core pattern is, what happens is this core pattern beats them up for a lifetime, or they choose to master the pattern and learn to beat it by alternate ways of listening to one another and creating comfort in each other's lives by learning to speak, self-aware, learning to listen, and giving each other something in marriage that they did not have as a child. So it is a therapy to help couples move out of reactivity patterns that are highly predictable and well-known.
Great. And when you have a broken down pattern, what is the process of healing?
Well, it's like any other process of healing. You have to have a diagnosis. You can't fix something unless you know what is broken. And each one of these attachment styles, like I'm a recovering pleaser. So a pleaser is self-destructive. Mm-hmm. We had a call not long ago of a gal who said, well, I'm codependent and I couldn't ask any hard questions. And the person that wanted to marry her wanted her to have sexual activity. So she acquiesced and quickly got married so that she could, you know, solve all these problems. But then she regretted later that she was married.
Right.
Well, this is a reactive pattern where I'm afraid to speak, to tell somebody no, to oppose them. I have a weak set of boundaries. I don't have the ability to have an adult voice to express myself.
Because you won't like me.
And risk separation because you won't like me. But God is willing to risk separation with his boundaries. The gospel is one of those beautiful pictures of love, but with a special way that things must be done. And people reject him every day.
Yeah.
So what we have to do is learn what is our attachment style, what are my basic things I must take responsibility for, as well as have empathy and compassion for my spouse, why they are reactive the way they do. Over time, with them doing all the work of connection, a great new pattern develops, a secure attachment. And it's a beautiful thing to watch.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
I tell people all the time, Mylan, from your book, you can become an earned secure.
That's
you can
right.
earn your way into secure attachment just by learning the concepts that are in How We Love.
That's
okay.
right.
And a lot of it's right there in How We Love. We'll be back.
There's a common misconception in our society that divorce is the only option for a broken marriage.
A month before coming here, I went and saw a non-church related counselor. The lady I talked to said, you need to be divorced by the end of the year.
Here at New Life, we believe the complete opposite. Your marriage can be repaired, no matter what you've gone through.
Everything, even the most devastating thing in your marriage, God can take and work it together for good.
Bring your troubles to New Life's Marriage Weekend. From October 11th through the 13th in Columbus, Ohio, New Life's group counselors will be working to help struggling couples across the country. And Steve Arterburn, Mylan and Kay Yurkovich, and Drs. Dave and Jan Stoop will be teaching you how to repair your marriage. To register or to find out more, call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or online at newlife.com.
I just want to say thank you. This weekend has been completely transformational.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now, back to the program.
Let's go to Portia, Boston, Massachusetts, WEZE. Hello, Portia.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good, thanks. I was calling in to encourage Christine, the lady who is pregnant with the baby that was diagnosed with trisomy 13.
On a previous program?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
And I just wanted to encourage her not to terminate the baby, because I, too, had a diagnosis in 2000 with my baby. He would have been 13. And they told me that he had trisomy 13 and he wouldn't live. But I decided to have the baby anyway. I ate right. I slept right. I did everything that I would do with a normal pregnancy.
Yeah.
And the baby was born. But he lived 5 days and he died. I was able to take pictures of him.
Mm.
My kids was able to see him, because I have 4 other kids. They were able to see him.
Wow,
and they still celebrate his life, even today, because his birthday's coming up. And every time his birthday come up, they would buy a cake. They would light the candle. They would say, happy birthday.
Wow,
and
Portia.
I wouldn't want to rob them of that or rob myself of that experience. It hurts. But I wouldn't trade that experience for anything.
Well, that is such a wonderful...
Wow, that brings tears to my eyes.
Yeah, wonderful
huge.
Testimony. And
it's
so,
huge.
And so just 5 days of life is still honored today.
Yes.
I love that.
And what those children are learning with respect to the sanctity of life, what they're learning with respect to bonding and connection and celebration... and the bonding that is occurring even between the 4 children she has as they commemorate and share love with someone who's not with them, fabulous life lessons.
It really is.
Wow.
I'm going to send you Mylan and Kay's book, How We Love Our Kids. It sounds like you know how to do that.
Portia,
it'd be so great to hook those two up together
really
and allow
would.
Them to have a conversation.
What a testimony.
Yeah.
God bless you. Let that be a word of encouragement to anybody who's going through a tough situation, tough decision about a baby. Nathan, Sioux City, Iowa, KWKY is the station. Hi there.
Hey, folks. How are you guys today?
We're all right. How are you?
Oh, just fine. I had a question in regards to my mother. And I'm in trying to see where she comes from. As a Christian, there's things that have come about as I've gotten older, and I don't see it. And
okay, what's going on?
Well, my parents were divorced when I was about 13 years old, and my father was working away from home, and it caused my parents to downsize the house they were living in, and it wasn't very long after that the relationship fell apart, and they went their separate ways. I was the oldest of 4, and I chose to live with my father. And so I lived with my father until I graduated high school, and then I went into the military and got married. I was married for about 7 years, and I found out that my spouse was not cherishing the marriage the way that our vows stated. And so I kind of reached out to my mother on this, and at that time she kind of supported, you know, getting a divorce. And so I went that route, and I got over it, and kind of drove on, and I focused on work. And more recently, I
okay. Now
I
we got to get we got to so yeah I, we got to get to the point here. You're engaged to somebody, or you found
I am,
somebody?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
So I have.
And what's mom think about that?
Just no involvement at all. Very just distracted, I guess. She when she got remarried, she had two other children, and in the past 2 years, she just completely is not involved in my significant other and I's relationship. We've reached out, we've made trips, you know, lengthy trips to visit my family.
Does she tell you she likes her
yeah.
or nothing?
No, she says that she likes her a lot.
Okay, so what's the question for us?
The question for you is my mother is a very religious woman, and I just I have a hard time understanding why she does not reach out as a Christian and embrace us and stay involved in our lives.
Okay, and have you asked her why?
I have, and she says that, you know, she says, well, I'm raising two other children, you know, and that hits me the wrong way because that wasn't my choice.
Yeah.
I'm still her child, and she chose to have two other children with someone that was not my father, but as a Christian, I don't feel like that's, and I hate being this way, but I don't feel like that's fair to the four children that she had.
Okay, so what is the question then for us?
The question I have for you is, as a Christian, how can she justify the way that she treats her four children and the lack of involvement that she has in their lives as much as they love her?
Just because a person is a Christian does not mean they have the emotional wherewithal to have quality relationships. So you almost present it as though because she's a Christian, she ought to automatically know how to do something. And that's not true, because I know a lot of Christians that are emotionally avoidant people who do not know how to. They have very low capacities for emotional connection and relational awareness.
That's right.
And they do not have the awarenesses that you might have, or the sensitivities. If I were to ask you, what would be the one thing you would want from your mom, what would that be?
I would want her to call and see that, you know, as I'm traveling around the world, that I'm okay.
Okay. So you would want her to pursue you and check in on you.
Absolutely.
And may I ask you, did she ever pursue you when you left the house and went to move with your dad, and then you went into the military, you were married for 7 years, did she ever pursue you during that time period at all?
Not really, no.
Okay, so then what we've established then is your mom is consistent with how she's always been. Right now you're more sensitive to it because you've been through your own lumps and bumps with life. And you're more serious about it now, that relationship is very important, and you want to have, perhaps as an adult, a relationship with her. My recommendation is that you look at her for who she is, that she may not have the capacities to give you what you want. And because she's a Christian doesn't mean she'd automatically know how to do that.
Now, I want to just add something, Nathan, that there are a lot of people like me who would never expect my mother to call and pursue me. I call her. I call her every Sunday, and then sometimes I call her during the week also. Because she's 84, and she has her own life, and I'm not asking her to put more into my life. I want to put back into her life. So I pursue her. And I think there are a lot of people like me. What do you think of that, Sherry?
But the difference...
Yeah, I think that's the reason for my frustration is because I've tried that.
I know.
It'll go a month and a half or 2 months. You know, my sister last year had a horrible episode, and she was paralyzed from the waist down for a couple weeks. And they had no idea what was wrong with her. And I found out a week after, you know, she was in the hospital. And I mean, it really hurts to know that something
that big would happen. Yeah.
And I would not.
Well, that's a normal expectation.
So the difference between you and Steve, Nathan, is you're dealing with a longing. You're dealing with what isn't being said. You're talking about it in terms of Christianity as far as roles, you know, and saying, come on, worst case scenario is a Christian, behave better. But what's really going on under the surface, Nathan, is you have an incredible wound, a mom wound, that somewhere deep inside has spoken a lie to you that it says, I'm not lovable. I'm not really good enough, or my mom would be pursuing me. It's like something inside of you is longing and demanding for her to respond to you. And as Mylan pointed out, she's not going to change. But that doesn't heal the ache in your heart. Even having Mylan bring that truth may help, but you're going to have to really do some work on that wound of being abandoned emotionally over and over and over again.
So, you know, now I have found an amazing woman, and you know, children, you know, it's something that is, you know, for the first time in a decade is absolutely a reality. And how do I raise my children with a grandmother?
Okay, I'm gonna back you up. You're talking practical here, and I'm okay because we'll give you practical solutions. But I don't want you to miss what I just said.
Yeah.
You have got a deep wound, and there might even be some fantasy that your new wife, your fiance, is going to meet that.
And I was somehow, just going to say that.
Somehow that you'll answer the question in her.
Mm-hmm.
But what may happen, and it may have happened in your last marriage, is I'm not loved well enough. Somebody isn't loving me well enough. And that goes back to mom. You have got to do that work. Your wife-to-be cannot heal that. That is your responsibility. I can hear it. It's leaking out. You're not saying it, but it's like there's so much pain in your heart.
Hey, if your grandmother, I mean, if your kid's grandmother was in jail, what would you tell the kids?
I would tell them that their grandmother's in jail, and then I'd offer them the opportunity to go see her if they wanted.
And you might even say, oh, you know, in her own way, she loves you, but, you know, she's like the rest of us. She's got problems here or there, but don't you let her being in jail affect you at all, or don't you let her lack of attention to you affect you. She's never really been someone that could reach out to small children and stuff, but we love you, and in her own way, she loves you. I mean, you'd explain it. So I love Sherry's answer that once this other person really is with you and meeting some needs, that I think you're going to even feel more freedom to go heal from this. But it does sound like, as we talk, that you need too much from a mother that doesn't seem able to give what you need anymore or ever.
So in the attachment research, one of the phrases you will see frequently is someone is in the pursuer role and someone is in the distancer role.
Yeah.
And those two inevitably hook up, and it creates a chase scene.
Yeah.
And it's very possible that Nathan might be a person here who is one of those pursuers, and they pursue people, and they want to be pursued, but the world is also filled. It's like with matter and antimatter. The world is also filled with those people who are distancers, and it's entirely possible that his mom might be one of those.
Yes, sounds like it.
And in fact, Sherry and Steve, we have to accept who she is.
Yeah.
But then maybe try to establish an adult relationship with her that accepts the reality of what that relationship will be. But I absolutely agree with you, Sherry. If Nathan doesn't really address this issue and see how strong it could be, it could be very destructive to his present relationship with his wife, his new wife.
Could destroy it.
Yeah, because he's going to have such high expectations
on her. Mm-hmm. And then he can be very anxious and obsessed over how she's not loving his children, because then he's going through the pain again, like he went through in childhood. So there's work that needs to be done on the home front, right?
You betcha. How We Love is coming your way. Mylan and Kay's book. It's one of those books that everybody would be better off if they read it, whether married or not. How We Love, that's available at newlife.com or 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We'll be back after this.
I've been struggling since I was probably in my mid-20s.
Every day, men struggle with sexual integrity. Impure thoughts, strip clubs, pornography.
I honestly felt like I was on an island all by myself, and I was the only one in the world that was like this, you know, and why did God create me like this?
Find hope today at New Life's Every Man's Battle Workshop.
When I went to Every Man's Battle, right from the very beginning, I realized that this is every man's battle, not just my battle.
Yeah. Become the man you want to be, the husband your wife needs you to be, the father your children can look up to.
Every Man's Battle explains to you why you are like you are. They give you the tools, and they teach you the scriptures, and they show you how to work your way through the problems and where to get help and how to get help and who to get help through.
To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or log on to newlife.com.
Don't wait. Just go ahead and go, and it'll make a huge difference in your life and your family's life.
Hi, this is Stephen Arterburn from New Life Ministries. We know that Christian counseling changes lives. We hear evidence of that every day.
My relationships with my husband, with my friends, with my family are much richer and deeper and honest. Particularly my relationship with God, I see Him in a more accurate form and begin to trust Him more. There's joy and there's peace because I have the internal tools that I can trust. So it's radically changed my life. I'm just not even the same person.
Our nationwide network of licensed Christian counselors means there is help available near you.
Take the leap, jump in, and go for it. It's changed my life completely.
You don't have to be stuck where you are, but you can't really expect to change unless you take action. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. It could be the start of a whole new life for you. Christian counseling works, and we can help. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE today. Someone who cares is always there at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
We'd love to hear from you if you have a question or comment. Call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now, back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here. And Sherry, you've got Women in the Battle coming up in November, 1st of November, 1, 2, and 3. People can still get the Double Dog Early Bird Special.
Don't wait, women. You're worth it. Yeah. I always tell women, your husband and the pain that's happened in your marriage, I try to say, you're valuable. He owes this to you, really. I mean, he owes you the opportunity for you to go get some healing. You're the one that's on the gurney.
Yeah. And this isn't for women who have pornography problems. It's for women that are...
In relationship with someone who has pornography, sexual integrity issues, affairs, that whole gamut. So whether you're dating somebody and they've got porn issues going on and you're saying, well, it's not that big a deal, this weekend is for you.
Yeah, and just the fact that you would say it's not that big a deal shows that you could really benefit.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right.
All the way to you're married and you're coming in because there's been multiple affairs and prostitutes and all of that. So
1-800-NEW-LIFE to find out about Women in the Battle. 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
There's two kinds of men in the world.
Handsome and ugly.
That's true. That's absolutely true.
What are they?
Besides that, there are two groups. One is a group of men who choose to control their sexuality and make attempts to make a lifestyle of choosing to control their sexuality.
Yes.
And then there's a group of men in this world who for a lifetime do not choose to do anything about
right.
their sexuality to control it.
Yeah.
And I think that there is the latter group is larger than the first. But
yes.
it's something that all Christian males
Well, you all
must
struggle. I am
with.
So glad I have a female brain. I have to tell you, you guys.
Well, now, what kind of comment is that?
Well,
yeah, really.
You know what? We don't have the same level of testosterone that you guys have, even though.
Thank goodness.
I've seen some women bodybuilders that I think
makes you
their
prettier.
Testosterone level
steroids
is pretty high. Yeah.
But you know what? You guys have to. You deal with sexual thoughts.
It's a burden.
Moment to moment.
Well,
it feels like a burden.
It is, because we are bombarded in our eyes every single day. Every single moment, TV, radio,
yeah.
even the sounds of radio try to appeal to the male brain. And the average female doesn't understand the difference between the male and the female brain.
It's like a fish with a fishing lure. I love to fish. And I think about you drop a lure in the water and fish see the shine, you know, and it's like they notice it without even, it's instinctive. And it's kind of like that with you guys' brain. I mean, you notice women and it's as natural as... It's just natural.
Yeah.
It's not unnatural.
One of the guys that I think has the most integrity in the world is Kenny Luck, and he runs Everyman Ministry. We were traveling together, and just out of the corner of our eye, coming up the moving sidewalk opposite from us, we were going one way, you could see in our peripheral vision this gorgeous blonde woman dressed, you know, to the nines. And we just looked at each other, you know, because, and he started saying, you know, remember Finding Nemo where the pelicans are going, mine, mine, or the birds, mine, mine. He started saying to me, not mine, not mine, not mine. And we just looked at each other.
But, love it.
So
love
there
it.
Was temptation.
Of course.
Temptation isn't a sin, but it just shows you that men love beautiful things. And if you don't control the impulse, you get obsessed with things that are not yours.
Yeah.
Well, and along with that comes marriages that don't work, pregnancies that don't work, and it just never, ever stops until you choose, as a male, I'm going to have sexual integrity.
Yeah.
And that's what every man's battle is about. And when we fail, the every woman in the battle is a place for women to go to, as a group, recover and begin to find a place of camaraderie and support and care.
Yeah.
And that's why this ministry is a fabulous ministry addressing real needs, because these are real life in the trenches needs.
Yep.
Yeah. If you haven't read Every Man's Battle, whether you're a man or a woman, it'd really be a good idea. Let's go to Jerry from Austin, Texas. My brother Terry lives down there, watching this or listening to this on XM Satellite Radio. Hello, Jerry. How you doing?
It's Jerry, and thank you for this call. And first and foremost, thank you for your for this service that you provide with people to be able to call and get clarity on such important life matters. It's just a great service.
Well, thank you, sir. How could we help?
My question today is, I live in a fairly small neighborhood, about 45 homes.
Yeah.
And over the last 2 weeks, it's become obvious to the neighborhood that one of our well-known neighbors has been labeled a sexual offender.
Mm.
And so the last week or so has been a lot of talk and banter and so forth. And, of course, especially those homeowners with children are particularly scared. And
yes, I would think so.
Yeah. And my question comes is that I've been tempted to reach out to this person to at least see if he has an explanation and see if he wants dialogue and talk about what happened and what we should, as neighbors should expect. Is he getting help, et cetera?
Yeah.
And one of the neighbors that's a good friend of his told me last night that he's wanting me to reach out to him.
Well, why wouldn't you?
I'm not nervous about it. As a Christian, I feel it's my duty, and I feel like I may be able to explain some tools like Every Man's Battle to him. It might be a real opportunity. But I don't want to make sure, you know, I want to make sure I'm not being naive and I'm missing something, and maybe, if I'm not thinking of something, you can shed light that I maybe should not do. You tell me.
Oh, I think, I think just as Jesus told us to visit people that are in prison, we ought to visit people that are out of prison, too, that are struggling.
I would not visit him for the purpose of teaching or presenting, I would visit him for the purpose of understanding him.
Oh, that's great.
And it may be the first time he's ever been, had anybody ever ask him any questions or attempt to understand him.
Good.
And that's where we have to start with everybody, not just an MDSO offender.
So what I hear is to not bring every man's battle out in the first conversation, to actually build a relationship.
Roger that.
Well, I think it's great, Jerry.
Wish there was more of you in the world.
Yeah, no kidding.
At New Life, we are passionate about helping people experience recovery. And it's no exception when it comes to recovery from the addiction to drugs or alcohol. We are very grateful to have found what we believe is the premier facility to offer a Christian 12-step model of care. It treats the whole person and offers biblical values as the foundation for treating the mind, body, and spirit. Our partner in drug and alcohol addiction provides exemplary medical and psychiatric care, as well as Christian-based psychotherapy, pastoral counseling, biblical studies and meditation, educational groups, worship and prayer, and a Christian 12-step program. The approach is non-denominational and guides the patient to experience freedom through a renewed relationship with Jesus Christ. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you or someone you love is struggling with drug or alcohol addiction. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to newlife.com. 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 1-800-639-5433.
First time I listened to the program, I was pretty much hooked just because of the honesty and compassion and caring that was given to the callers.
You can help New Life Live stay on the air by joining Club New Life today. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
It's just amazing to me the impact the ministry has had on people's lives.
Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and transformation. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
I can't think of a better place. There's been times that my husband and I have talked about it when money maybe is a little tighter or whatever, and I thought, well, but it seems like I will turn on the radio and I will hear something. I'll think, that's why I do it, because there's just so much out there. And the way it's handled is just awesome.
Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today.
We're glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now, back to the program.
All right. Well, Jerry, let me just encourage you before we say goodbye to you. I appreciate your call. I hope it's an example to a lot of people to minister to others. And let me send you, are you married?
I am.
Send you the 7-minute marriage solution, and hope that that will be a blessing to your marriage. 7 things to start, 7 things to stop, and the 7 most valuable minutes that you can spend.
We were talking, Jerry, about the fact that you're going to break that shame barrier. You know, with if you can imagine this neighborhood and so much shame around this home. I mean, people are driving by, as you said on the break, Steve, pointing. And
right.
But he's going to go in and break through that shame barrier.
Right.
I just think that's fabulous, you know, and reach out to someone who needs acceptance and love.
To get to know somebody does not mean I'm condoning anything.
No.
It means that I'm just getting to know them, and they're a neighbor. And to reach out, to not reach out to him would be very abnormal, because, you know, we always reach out to new neighbors.
Right.
So,
well, look at who Jesus hung out with. I mean, there's another thing right there.
He went to preach the gospel to the people who desperately needed it. So he went with the people that were socially unacceptable and preached the gospel to them. And I think we have to realize that that's our goal. And part of preaching the gospel, which includes rehabilitation and recovery, including every man's battle, is about developing a relationship with the person first and earning the right to share the gospel with them.
Yep. Okay.
Love it.
All right. Let's go to Virginia, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, WFIL. Hello, Virginia in Pennsylvania.
Hi, how are you?
Great, how are you?
I'm doing good now. I was listening to the previous show, and now that I'm on, I totally forgot what my issues were.
Really?
You're healed.
That is so great to be healed just from listening to the broadcast. Thank you so much for sharing it. But now, as you're talking with us,
that's funny.
you know, is there anything that you told the screener, like about being lonely after a failed marriage or anything like that?
Yes, yes, absolutely. Today I was sitting on my sofa and I was just thinking, and this wave of not physical pain, but like emotional pain. And
yes.
I just started crying, like, I'm just so lonely, God. You know, why am I so, you know, just,
right.
I mean, and it actually hurt. And but then at the same time, this calmness came over to me, and my mind went right to scriptures about, you know, being, you know, under his wing, and God is going to gather me with everlasting kindness, and I will not be put to shame.
Aren't you glad you have those scriptures? Aren't you glad you have those scriptures?
Pardon me?
Aren't you glad you have those scriptures inside?
Yes, but at the same time, I was thinking, then this third thought came up, am I schizophrenic? Because I'm crying on one hand, but then at the same time, these soothing feelings was coming up. So
let me answer. I don't think you are schizophrenic. I mean, I'm not evaluating on the radio, but I think you're feeling pulled in two directions. I want to just speak something that's so simple. You kind of just did your own double blind study right now. In the last hour and 10 minutes, you've been on the phone with us listening. And
yes.
So much so, you were relaxed and felt connected with us that guess
yes.
what? You felt better.
Yes.
I think what you need is more of what just happened in the last hour.
This is why she makes the big dollars here on the program.
It's
brilliant.
You need to be connected. You're already forgetting your question because just being on the radio with us, you felt engaged. So my recommendation is, dear one, find a group of other people that every single week or maybe a couple of times a week, you go in a small group and you are just loved on. And I truly think it's going to help you feel what you just felt in this last hour.
Yeah.
Amen. I mean, I agree is another way to say it.
Well, I like amen. That means I agree. Virginia, you did something else, and that is that you accepted one of God's inventions. He invented crying.
Oh.
God invented crying, and there's a lot of people in the world who refuse to cry and who do not know how to cry. And what we know about crying is that crying is a way of relieving this emotional wave that you just expressed, that you experienced a few minutes ago. And what crying does is it actually allows relief to take over our body because there's a release of stress hormones that actually come out through the process of crying that gives relief to our body. And so really a great book one day would be How We Cry, because crying allows us to deal with grief in a way none other. And I think you may have experienced that as well as what Sherry said. So just crying could have given you the sense of relief. So,
all right.
How do I not, when the feeling come over, how do I not grab a hold onto that and wallow in that?
Well, you know what? That's a horrible thing to say, that you're wallowing. It's to put such a negative stigma on emotions that are legitimate. Virginia, you're alone and you miss people. You had a relationship and you miss it.
I do.
That's called grief. It's not wallowing. And it shouldn't be looked upon negatively.
Mm-hmm. When you were talking about how you felt, I thought, now here's a woman who is able to experience the extremes and full depths of her emotions. And there are a lot of people that, you know, their bandwidth for emotions is very narrow. They don't cry. They don't laugh. They're kind of dead in the middle. You're not dead in the middle. You just miss somebody and you hurt.
Yes.
And you know what? I'm glad that you had a relationship that was good enough to be missed. Some people, their husband died, and they think, this is the greatest day of my life. The funeral becomes a real celebration. They put him in the under the ground. They're thrilled. But you miss the person you were with, right?
Yes, I do. I miss what close relationships bring, that intimacy, that walking with someone, that sharing. because right now also I'm going through that empty nest thing.
Yeah.
Oh, man. You know, see, there's a lot of grief there.
Right.
And I do not like it at all because I'm around here. I can go hours without even opening my mouth.
You know what? If you're going through empty nest, you got to get some more birds in that nest. You've got to develop the relationships.
Yeah. Funny you mentioned that because Thursday I have a orientation information night. I was thinking about doing. I have a part time job, but I was thinking about doing medical foster care, and I got the okay for
my
kids.
There you go. Well, I'm sure cure the that'll cure the empty nest right there.
Yeah.
But Virginia, do not push grief away. Embrace it.
Right.
And it, even if it happens 1,000 times more. Embrace it. It's healthy, not unhealthy.
And then I'm going to send you Healing is a Choice, but I'm going to hold you off, see if we could get you to Healing is a Choice. It's in Columbus, Ohio, not too far from you, October 11, 12, and 13. And in there, we talk about embracing the reality of your life. We talk about grieving and forgiving and accepting responsibility for what you have to do. It's a wonderful time. A lot of people experience a lot of healing, and that's going to be in Columbus, October 11, 12, and 13. All right, let's go to John from Hayward, California, KFIA. Hey, John, how you doing? Good to talk to you. Hold on, and we'll get John. You'd think it'd be easy just to punch a button. Hey, John, how you doing? Hey, John.
John. Good morning.
Hey,
thank you for taking my call.
Sure. How can we help?
Sure. I'll try to get to the question really quick because I'm noticing people give you a lot of background information.
Good luck with that.
But okay, so my question is, how do I extinguish any type of lying by omission, lying by omission, or when I get in a very crunched time with people that mean a lot to me, for example, my wife.
Right.
I grew up in a house where peace was very valued, and hence I learned early on that it's better to have peace than have to have peace and to at times tell the truth.
Yeah. Okay. So and you're a peacekeeper.
Yeah. Yeah, peacekeeper and also a pleaser. And in my head, I hear, I play out scenarios that are huge. You know, like in a good example is when I was a little kid, I damaged a part in a machine.
Yeah.
It was just a simple damage. It wasn't anything great. But in my head, I thought, I have to fix this myself. I had to fix myself, so I spent the next week hiding behind my parents' back and trying
hold
to
on.
Fix this part.
I've got to go to a break. I have an answer for you. At the break, we'll talk about that, see if Myla and Sherry have an answer for you. Whoever wins will present their answer to you of how do you stop the lying? How does that not become the default whenever somebody asks you something uncomfortable? We'll take this break and come right back for more New Life Live.
Sometimes wives feel guilty when they think about investing in themselves. Sometimes the women are like, gosh, it just isn't practical or doesn't make sense or it costs too much. And I'm like, look at the cost you've had to carry and what you've lived with for all these years. You're worth getting that self-care.
It's an eye-opener to me because it made me to understand what sexual addiction really is.
I had no motivation, no joy, and no insight.
The Women in the Battle Workshop is designed for women dealing with a man's sexual addiction issues. Join Dr. Sherry Denham November 1st through the 3rd in Southern California. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE to register or to find out more. That's 1-800-639-5433 or log on to newlife.com.
I will continue to break down doors and blow up walls that get in the way of this healing process.
If God is for you, who could be against you?
1-800-NEW-LIFE. 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
I just absolutely believe in the mission of New Life, and I feel that the materials provided and the biblical counseling perspective is so valuable and not available in so many places, and New Life and membership and Club New Life provides access to the live program and also CDs available to listen to. So I know it's easy to turn on the radio and receive the benefit, but those services don't come without expense. And I would sure like to see the program remain on. So I would like to challenge listeners who listen and receive benefit but haven't yet given to actually give this year and continue the giving, of course, because more people need to hear.
Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE and ask how you can start your Club New Life membership today. 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
To find out more information about New Life, or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now, back to the program.
Okay, we're back. And if you were listening, you heard...
John.
John, there he is, from Hayward.
From Hayward.
Getting back on here.
He asked a great question.
Yeah, how do I stop...
How do I stop lying?
Impulsive, compulsive lying. And I shared this with the other two, and they said, yeah. That's what he needs to do. And it's this. It's humbling yourself to a willingness to catch yourself in a lie. And here's the courageous piece. And you say, you develop this habit. I lie, and then I say, wait a second. That wasn't exactly the truth. And I need to clarify. Or somebody says something based on an impression that they have that's false because you didn't speak up and say the truth. You just left it out and you said, wait a second. I didn't tell you everything and I need to clarify. So it's lying and developing a habit of instantly confessing the lie. And it's so embarrassing and painful that it teaches you, why don't we just not lie so then we don't have to say, wait a second, that wasn't totally true.
I have one question for you, and then Mylon shared some really good points, John. So I'm a believer that all behavior is purposeful. Mm-hmm. Every behavior that we have, everything we do has a purpose. There's a benefit. There's a little cookie on why we do what we do. So what's the benefit of lying? What's the cookie
so
that you
it delays,
get?
It delays the confrontation, and it avoids, for example, one critical thing is with finances at home. So I know that my wife gets stressed out if I would mention that. For example, we made a deal that I would not move any funds from any account without telling her. And when that time came to tell her, you know, to move funds, and it wasn't a big deal. But
it delays confrontation. So
sometimes I get away with it. So I
get
it.
That's the cookie. So the benefit is I don't have to confront, and I don't have to have her not like me. I don't have to have her be mad at me.
Or disappoint her.
Okay, so it's disappointment. I won't disappoint her. If I lie, I won't have to deal with a confrontation. And if I lie, I won't disappoint her. That's the belief you have.
Yeah.
Interesting. How about it, Mylon?
Well, it's a prison cell.
It's a what?
A prison cell.
Uh-huh.
You're confined into a world where you have to make everybody happy, avoid confrontation, avoid stress, avoid rejection. And that's not how Jesus was. He tolerated rejection. As a matter of fact, to tolerate rejection is a virtue.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you don't really know that you're loved. That's the bottom line. You don't really know that you're accepted, John.
Well, to tolerate stress... And you see, John, you told us that as a little child, you obsessed on negativity. And people who are anxious and who can't tolerate the stress, disagreements, conflict, what happens is you start obsessing on something that's wrong, and then you will go catastrophic on yourself. and you're going to say, hey, you know, she'll leave me, you know, we're not going to talk for a week, she won't ever have sex with me again, your brain goes catastrophic on you.
No, yeah, it goes wild.
I know.
It just runs away.
I know, because I've been right there where you are. And what I had to do was learn to be more like Jesus, where he could speak truth and tolerate people walking away from him. And in John 6, he preaches a very, very difficult sermon. And in John 6, verse 66, a lot of people walked away from him. And he let them go. And in verse 67, he says to his disciples, hey, do you guys want to go too? Implied, this would be a good time for you to get out of Dodge as well. If you really don't like right. what I'm saying, this is a good time.
Okay,
and he could tolerate rejection.
So you need to be able to tolerate rejection. You need to be able to stop yourself and confess the lie immediately. And the third thing is stop doing things you have to lie about.
Tolerate rejection. I'm sorry, can you repeat those two? I'm writing. I'm trying to write really quick.
Learn to tolerate rejection. So that means learning, that means to like get into some help where you can do that. Second, intervene on yourself immediately and confess that you just weren't exactly truthful. Don't wait.
Okay.
And then the third thing is stop doing things that you need to lie about.
Because there's a new benefit. There's a new cookie. If you will follow what Steve just told you, guess what the new cookie is? I'm going to find out that, guess what? I'm loved, even though I may have made a mistake. That someone's going to love me, even yeah. though I disappointed yeah. them.
Here's another cookie.
What?
He'll be respected more.
Yes.
That is a good cookie.
That's a really good cookie.
Okay. Because he'll have integrity.
Here's That's another right. cookie. I'm going to send him
I'm
the
I'm getting
book.
Hungry. Do you have any milk?
Yeah. I'm going to send him the How We Love.
Okay.
And that's a cookie he gets for wanting to change. Now, it's one thing to be aware, another thing to want.
Right.
Third thing, willing to do the courageous thing to change. And so also a need for connection there. Okay, let me tell you about a couple of things. We just had the Everyman's Battle in San Jose last weekend. Well, we got another one coming up in Nashville, September 13, 14, 15. If you are a country western fan, it's a really great place to go and get help for sexual integrity and sexual purity because it's Music City, I think is what they call it. And then we've got in October 11, 12, and 13, Marriage Solution Weekend and Healing is a Choice in Columbus, Ohio. It's a wonderful, wonderful time for Midwesterners to drive over there. If you can't afford it, ask about the scholarship program. And then Sherry will be doing Women in the Battle November 1, 2, and 3 right here in Orange County. It's a great thing when you decide to move out of us giving to you and you giving to us. I think it then means even more when we give back to you. And when you watch the Lord bless your life, you know, he says, why don't you just test me in this? Give and just see what happens. And I think that every time you hear somebody's life is transformed, every time you hear somebody seeing things from a different perspective, when you give to this ministry, you can say, hey, I'm part of that. A lot of the people that have been helped through our ministry are some of our biggest supporters. And so if you have been helped, would you join Club New Life? It's just $25 a month. In honor of our 25th anniversary, that's this year, 2013. We thank God for being around those 25 years. You know, just Everyman's Battle alone has helped over 11,000 men. I mean, we're just so grateful for the things that happened. We're still celebrating the major turnarounds in marriages from our last weekend we had, the Marriage Solution Weekend. For a gift of any kind, we'll send you the 7-Minute Marriage Solution. If you join Club New Life, we'll send you a Life Recovery Bible. I'll do a CD for you every month with teachings that you won't hear on this program because it's not a teaching program. It's a call-in program. And I'll highlight some phone calls that we think were really important that you might have missed. I usually do an interview with somebody related to our ministry. So it's $25 a month. Everybody likes to be in a club. This is one that changes lives. It should be called the Changes Lives Club, CLC, but instead it's CNL, Club New Life, and we'd love for you to be part of it. Thank you, Mylon, for being here, for all you do. Thank you, Dr. Sherry Denham.
You bet.
What will your name be when you're married?
Dr. Sherry Keffer.
Dr. Sherry Keffer, quote-unquote Denham. All right. Well, hey, I hope you have a great day today. And just know that we were praying for you this morning. You pray for us. We cannot have enough prayer. If you need some help, it's 1-800-NEW-LIFE or go to newlife.com. See you. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by getting you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you. But you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1018, Laguna Beach, California, 92652. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live.
Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using Stitcher, the smart radio app. Visit newlife.com/Stitcher to download the app today.